Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. Hey there! Welcome to this edition of The Marginalian, formerly known as Brain Pickings, an online digest of interesting and inspiring articles across art, science, philosophy, creativity, children's books, and other strands of our search for truth, beauty, and meaning. All the articles in The Marginalian are written by its founder, Maria Popova, and can be found at themarginalian.org. You can now hear these articles as a part of the series of podcasts from Airs LA, the audio internet reading service of Los Angeles. Today's article is titled The Sound of Silence, an Illustrated Serenade to the Art of Listening to Your Inner Voice Amid the Noise of Modern Life. There are many fine things which we cannot say if we have to shout, Henry David Thoreau observed, in contemplating how silence ennobles speech. A year earlier, he had written in his journal, "I wish to hear the silence of the night. For the silence is something positive and to be heard." It's a sentiment of almost unbearable bittersweetness today, a century and a half later, as we find ourselves immersed in a culture that increasingly mistakes loudness for authority, vociferousness for voice, screaming for substance. We seem to have forgotten what Susan Sontag reminded us half a century ago, that silence remains, inescapably, a form of speech, that it has its own aesthetic, and that learning to wield it is among the great arts of living. Of the nine kinds of silence that Sontag's contemporary and friend Paul Goodman outlined, the fertile silence of awareness, pasturing the soul, is the kind we seem to have most hastily forsaken. And yet it is also the one we most urgently need if we are to reclaim the aesthetic of silence in the art of living. That ennobling, endangered kind of silence is what writer Katrina Gohlseitel and illustrator Julia Kwa celebrate in The Sound of Silence, the story of a little boy named Yoshio who awakens to the elusive beauty of silence amid Tokyo's bustle and teaches himself its secret language. Conceptually, the book is a transtemporal counterpart to In Praise of Shadows, that magnificent 1933 serenade to ancient Japanese aesthetics, lamenting how excessive illumination obscures so many of life's most beautiful dimensions, just as today's excessive noise silences life's subtlest and most beautiful signals. Gohlseitel's lyrical writing, part ballad and part haiku, and Kwa's illustrations, midway between manga and Chris Ware, yet thoroughly original, carry the story with effortless poetic enchantment. We follow Yoshio as he leaves home one rainy morning and steps into the symphony of urban sounds cascading through the city, raindrops pattering on his umbrella, boots squishing and squashing through the puddles. As he makes his way through this oral wonderland, he is suddenly enthralled by a most magical sound. He follows it to discover a koto player tuning her instrument. Then the koto player played. The notes were twangy and twinkling. They tickled Yoshio's ears. When the song finished, Yoshio said, "Sensei, I love sounds, but I've never heard a sound like that." The koto player laughed, and it sounded like the metal bell that swayed in the wind in Mama's garden. "Sensei," Yoshio said, "do you have a favorite sound?" "The most beautiful sound," the koto player said, "is the sound of ma, of silence." "Silence?" Yoshio asked. But the koto player just smiled a mysterious smile and went back to playing. Puzzled and vitalized by the cryptic message, the little boy sets out to find the sound of silence. He goes to the quietest place he knows, the bamboo grove behind the playground. But even there, silence is ushered out by the sound of the living world. The bamboo made a take-take-take sound as the wind banged its stalks together. He closed his eyes and heard the swish, swish, swish of the wind making the leaves talk. It was beautiful, but it wasn't silence. As Yoshio makes his way home through the city, he continues to look for silence. At the train station, at the dinner table, in the bath. Even at night, while the rest of the family is sleeping, he listens for the silence, only to hear the faint hum of a distant radio. The next morning, he arrives at school before everyone else and sits down to read a story, which absorbs him so wholly that he is transported to the elusive place he had been searching for all along. Suddenly, in the middle of the page, he heard it. No sounds of footsteps, no people chattering, no radios, no bamboo, no kotos being tuned. In that short moment, Yoshio couldn't even hear the sound of his own breath. Everything felt still inside him. Peaceful, like the garden after it snowed. Like feather-stuffed futons drying in the sun. Silence had been there all along. In that moment, he learns what we so easily forget, that silence is not the absence of sound, but the presence of an inward listening awareness, an attunement of the mind's ear, and an orientation of the spirit toward a certain inner stillness, perhaps the positive counterpoint to loneliness, which so often thrives amid the crowd. Complement the immeasurably wonderful The Sound of Silence with Pablo Neruda's Beautiful Ode to Silence and John Cage on how silence helps us enlarge each other's goodness. Then revisit this manifesto for silence's sister virtue, solitude. And that's the end of the article. The soundtrack is Me on the Inside by Ketsa, licensed through ketsa.uk. If you want to learn more about AIRS LA and the types of programs we offer, follow us by clicking on any of the social media links at the top of our web pages. If you like what you see or hear, please click the like button. This podcast is for the sole use of our blind, low vision, and print impaired listeners. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. I'm Emily Mann Sanchez, and I'll be back with another article. Take care, and thanks for listening.